Hi, welcome to Jesus Wins, a daily devotional by Elizabeth Talbot. This whole month of June, we will be exploring the topic, enjoying His peace. June 20, His submission. And Jesus, crying out with a loud voice, said, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." Having said this, he breathed his last. Luke 23, verse 46. We find real peace when we surrender to God's plan, even when we don't fully understand His will for us. When I was in my 30s, I went through a series of adverse circumstances that I didn't understand and could not control. These were hard times for me. At the time, I purchased a keyring with an inscription that became my motto as I walked the difficult path. It read, "I don't know the master plan, but I know the master planned it and I am included." I have watched each of my parents submit themselves into God's care, having battled cancer for several years and finally facing the end of their lives. As they entrusted themselves into God's keeping in life, so they did in death. When Jesus was facing the end of his life, he committed his spirit into God's hands, breathed his last, and gave up his spirit. The Old Testament is often quoted both by Jesus and by the gospel writers when they describe his final hours. In both Matthew and Mark, Jesus utters words from Psalm 22, verse 1. Luke points out that he also recited words of Psalm 31, verse 5, "Into your hands I commit my spirit." Luke 23, verse 46. Luke adds that a darkness fell over the land from noon until 3 p.m., which was the time of the evening sacrifice. Some believe that Psalm 31, verse 5, was repeated during the evening sacrifice. Now Jesus himself, in his prayer to the Father, recites the words of this psalm of confidence. "There had been a divine plan from the foundation of the world to save you and me. Jesus, the Lamb of God, was to be sacrificed for our sins. As he accomplishes the redemption plan prophesied in the scriptures, Jesus commits himself into his Father's hands. He fully submitted to God's will, just as he had prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane. 'Not my will, but yours be done.'" Luke 22, verse 42. Whether in life or in death, there is no safer place than in God's hands. Believing ourselves saved by the sacrifice of Jesus, we now have the privilege of living and or dying in full submission to His plan and His will. May our words be, "Into your hands I commit my spirit."
Today's podcast was excerpted from the book Jesus Wins, published by Pacific Press Publishing Association. If you would like to purchase your own printed copy, you can do so by calling 1-800-765-6955 or by going to AdventistBookCenter.com or Jesus101.tv. From all of us at Jesus 101, thanks for listening, and remember, Jesus wins!